Good afternoon. A fair amount of high and mid-level clouds will continue to pass through the region from time to time for the rest of the day today. This will tend to filter out some of the sunshine, and temperatures as a result will reach into the upper 70s and lower 80s on average for afternoon highs. There is the slight risk of a shower across parts of the southern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England. Otherwise, the region should be dry with even more sunshine as you head north into the Adirondack, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. It's all due to a stalled-out front along the eastern seaboard with waves of low pressure riding along the front. This whole area of unsettled weather will be pushed off further out into the Atlantic during the latter stages of the day today and overnight tonight. Therefore, the trend will be toward clearing things out overnight tonight, and with at least a partly cloudy sky, temperatures will drop back into the upper 50s to around 60 for an overnight low. High pressure building back into the region will bring us a return to sunshine region-wide for the day tomorrow, and things will warm up nicely with comfortable levels of humidity. Highs will be in the middle 80s. On Wednesday, the humidity will begin to creep in, and it'll feel like more midsummer-like warmth with a mix of sun and clouds back into the middle and upper 80s. On Thursday, we'll begin to track a front toward us from the west. This will bring us a chance of a few showers or thunderstorms by late in the day, otherwise partly sunny and humid, with highs back into the middle 80s. This front will take its time moving through Thursday night and even into the first part of the day on Friday, and will continue to leave a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. We'll dry out by Friday afternoon, and with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be back into the lower 80s. The drying trend will continue into the upcoming weekend with mostly sunny skies on Saturday and a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with high pressure in control, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending from the Carolina coast roughly southwestward to the central Gulf Coast will focus showers and thunderstorms through this evening over the entire region. Flood watches and warnings are out for parts of the Florida Panhandle through most of Georgia and into coastal South Carolina. Meanwhile, upper-level energy over the upper Great Lakes will produce showers and thunderstorms over that region today, and daytime heating and monsoonal moisture will produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of southern and central Rockies, the Great Basin, the Southwest, and parts of eastern California during the late afternoon and evening hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Gila Bend, Arizona, to a low of 30 at Boca Reservoir in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, in Boston partly sunny in the mid 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 92, set in 1892, and the record low, 43, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies through some high clouds today, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today, with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies through some high clouds today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with just a slight chance of a shower and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Some sunshine through high clouds today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, with highs in the mid-80s. A bit more humidity on Wednesday, still warm with a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 80s. Partly sunny Thursday, a shower or thunderstorm possible in the mid-80s. Just the risk of a morning shower Friday, then partly sunny in the lower 80s. And mostly sunny for Saturday in the upper 70s. A few more clouds Sunday with some sunshine, highs back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.